Late last summer in Iraq, National Guardsman Brandon Erickson lost his right arm in an attack near Ramadi. This program reported on his recovery at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. Brandon is back in school now at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. NPR's John Itzde visited him there and prepared this story on his efforts to return to a normal life.
Piles of dirty snow melting in the warm sun are the last reminders of a brutal winter in North Dakota. On his way across campus, Brandon Erickson, former soldier, now a student, picks his way around the puddles flooding the sidewalks.
This winter I got to, I think it was about 60 below was the actual temperature here. I mean, no wind chill, that was the actual temperature here. And I was sitting here calculating one day, I've gone over a 200 degree temperature change in the last like 6 months, you know, from leaving Iraq and it was 140 to coming here and it's 60 below. Wow, that's a lot. People always told me like the phantom pain would be worse in the cold, but I never noticed it.
So how has the phantom pain been?
Mine, I still got it really bad. It really drives me nuts a lot of days. I get little shots of pain. Some guys tell me that it's supposed to go away in 6 months or 3 months or a year, and it's been 8 months now, and I still have it every day. Especially now that I'm talking about it, it really drives me nuts. I'm really thinking about it. But
as he sits at a picnic table on the UND quad, he cradles his new prosthetic arm in his lap.
Firstly, you know, being in the hospital and coming back here, the hardest part I have a problem with is just the regular other students, you know, who don't know me or the guys I used to know before. That's where it's a little difficult because, you know, what do you talk about? You know, some guys will say stupid things to me, you know, somebody will say, oh, what the heck happened to you? And I'm a political science major, so one of my classes is international politics, and we've talked about Iraq quite a bit. And all my classes, nobody knows what happened to me. I don't say a word about me being in the army and me being in Iraq, you know, whatever. And it just, when people say just silly things, I just want to just unleash on them and just, well, do you have any idea what, you know? But I don't. I'm usually pretty quiet, and I just, you know, just let them think their own silly thoughts. Because I know what's the real story from being over there and everything, so.
Okay, before we get started, I have a whole bunch of announcements for you.
Most of the students in this political science classroom don't know that Brandon lost his arm when his convoy was ambushed in Iraq, that a rocket-propelled grenade slammed into the door of the truck he was in, that he was in danger of bleeding to death as he was evacuated, that his arm was amputated above the right elbow. Brandon registered for this class with Professor Mary Quite last spring, but he came in one day and told her he'd have to withdraw.
I do remember him, though, coming in and saying that he thinks he's going to be mobilized and he may not be able to finish the class. And I remember saying to him, well, look, you know, we can figure out some way to do this long distance. Maybe you can continue to do it and you can send stuff. Well, he said, thank you very much. And I never heard from him again until I read the announcement that he had been injured and hoped I would see him again.
What's your sense of how Brandon is doing?
I'm absolutely amazed. I am absolutely amazed. He seems to be in great spirits. I asked the class before spring break, I said, okay, where are all you people going? You know, have a wonderful time during spring break. He told me he was going off skiing. And so I just, you know, I'm afraid personally I would be very negative and very bitter. But I have seen nothing of that. And I hope it, you know, I hope it's not sort of like a delayed reaction kind of thing.
Bet you can't guess which one's mine.
Let's see now. There's one with an American flag hanging off the balcony.
Yeah, that'd be mine.
Brandon says he still supports the war in Iraq. He lives alone in this small, quiet apartment complex, a couple of miles from campus.
I only had like 3 days to look for an apartment when I came here.
It looks like a regular guy's apartment, sparsely furnished. A few days ago, he finally hung a couple pictures on the walls. What stands out immediately, though, is an unusual display box made of wood and glass enclosing an American flag folded in a tight triangle.
When I was injured, a congressman had a flag flown over the Capitol for me, and that was a flag they gave to my dad, and he had it folded and had a display case built for it. And kind of got a very touch. Yeah, this is here's my Bronze Star that I got. And my Purple Heart, which was presented by Vice President Cheney. Yeah, man, that was really cool. It was, they didn't tell us till the very night before to like the last second. And, yeah, you're going to get the Purple Heart from the Vice President. And we're like, oh, we got all excited. We're going to meet him. And he comes walking in. And I was wearing civilian clothes that day because I lost my uniform in the ambush and I didn't have any other uniforms yet. And, you know, he shakes your hand and he asked me why I joined the Army, and I told him college money, and he kind of smiled. He says, yeah, that's a pretty big recruiting tool. And we just sat and talked for a little bit, and he made it really feel very informal, and it was pretty neat.
And you have a Bronze Star here as well.
Yes. That one, I was not expecting to get this at all. When I got back to North Dakota here, the guard called me about a week later after being back in town. And I was getting sick, you know, everybody was calling me, oh, you're back and everything. And I was, yeah, just leave me alone. And so the guard called me, I'm like, oh, what does the guard want? And you want me now? And they said, well, can you come down to Bismarck Saturday morning? We have something to give to you. And they told my dad, and it was a surprise that they gave me the Bronze Star. And I guess from reading the report and everything, it was for just for like the operations that I did after I was wounded of still, I guess, being, I don't really remember doing it because it was so much of adrenaline high, and I'm just going off what the report says, that I was instrumental in getting myself and the driver out of harm's way and pointing out the enemy positions. So.
There's a picture of you here as well.
Oh, yeah, I got some pictures lying around of me being in Iraq. That was on the boat patrols. These boats that we're in are supposed to be used for building bridges, and here we are mounting a Mark 19's automatic grenade launchers on the back and manning it with about four or five saws, which are fully automatic. Then a couple guys have M16s, and usually we had a medic along with a 9mm. And so you have this one little aluminum boat with more firepower than most convoys have. But that was a lot of fun. It was cool on the water. You had to sit on. You didn't wear a life jacket. You sat on it because it was too hot to sit on the aluminum. But it was pretty nice. You get the cool breeze, and then if you were on a patrol or something like that, and you were in the safe area, you could usually go swimming in the water. And that was a lot of fun.
You look younger there.
Yeah, people told me that too. They don't recognize me at all. I guess when I came back to Walter Reed, they weighed me. I weighed 164 pounds. And I usually weigh about 210, 205, you know. And so I'm thinking I'm pretty skinny there and also pretty tan too. So
remember that when you were at Walter Reed, one of the most difficult things initially was putting on a jacket and zipping up the zipper.
Yeah.
Have you mastered that, or have you switched to buttons?
Actually, because when they were trying to teach me all that stuff, it was without a prosthesis, so yeah, it was really hard. But now I don't leave the house without my prosthesis on, so I don't have problems with my coat at all. I just gotta, because I can rotate it real quick, just, you know, rotate the hook and switch back, open it, you know, and grab onto whatever I want to do and zip it up. So then almost got it. There we go. Oh, there it is. Oh. Almost as quick as somebody with two hands. I just, it's a little slower. Just got to give me a little more warning when it's time to go. I was talking to some girls today, and I got to get over my fear of wearing short sleeve shirts, because then you can really see my prosthesis. So that's my next step. It's kind of baby step, it seems to be. But it works all right.
You'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Brandon says he probably wouldn't have returned to the University of North Dakota if it weren't for his girlfriend, Dana Perry. Today, she takes a study break to join Brandon on the quad outside the library. Yesterday was their third anniversary.
Yeah, 3-year anniversary. It was nice to celebrate. Really good to have him home.
So what did you do?
We went to Lola's restaurant, and we went back to Brandon's, and he gave me some flowers and a really nice card and a massage and facial. It was really nice, so pretty
wow.
Great guy.
Yeah. Gotta keep her happy. She's put up with a lot the last year or so.
Do you talk to Brendan about his arm and about his experience much, or do you just try to avoid it as much as possible?
I pretty much just kind of leave the ball in his court. If he feels like talking about it, then he can, and we'll have a conversation, but I try not to push the subject. If I can see something's bothering him, I'll try to ask him. And
you can definitely tell when I've had a bad day. I come home and say, can I come over? No, go away. I'll call you later. So,
yeah, but, you know, that's part of it. So,
what do you think has been the most difficult thing for Brandon since he got back?
just based off of, like, observing him and watching him, I'd say his self-confidence a little bit in front of other people about physically not having his arm there. Like, I get to see him. I'm used to him not having his arm and seeing his hook in his hand, so it's, you know, it's just normal to me, and sometimes I can tell he gets a little bothered by that.
Definitely. Even when we're sitting here talking, I can sit here and talk to you, but at the corner of my eyes, I'm always looking to see if people's staring as they're walking by or something. And,
can I say one thing first? But he also forgets that he's a really good-looking guy, and I know that people are looking at him for that reason, too, because when he has his prosthetic hand on in a long-sleeve shirt, you cannot tell the difference that it's a prosthetic rather than a regular arm. So I think he forgets that sometimes that he's good-looking.
Well, whatever.
What do you think, Brandon? Has this changed the course of your life?
I know that I've been given a second chance, and I kind of feel like, you know, it was given to me so I can make a difference. Because I see so many these news stories of soldiers that are depressed and everything like that, and that short American memory that, you know, we all know America has is, I think, is what really hurts a lot of soldiers who come back and are wounded. You know, 3 months from now, people are like, what happened to you?
I remember when we talked the first time, you said that there were some people who had told you, well, you know, this is just a bump in the road, you'll get over it, and that upset you then. When you look at it now, I'm still more than a bump in the road.
Oh, yeah, it's still a mountain in the road, and I feel I'm still climbing it, you know. I'm still, you know, it's only been 8 months, and I feel I'm almost there to getting on the downslope of it, but definitely a struggle.
Brandon Erickson is retired from the National Guard, but says he'd like to stay attached to the Army in some way. He's already done some public speaking for the military and worked with some family support groups. John Idstey, NPR News.